A news organization is about to launch in our region. It's called the Colorado Sun, and it's one of 14 publications that are part of an international experiment in reinventing journalism. As Ray Allen Bichelle reports, the birth of the Sun starts with the tribulations of a century-old newspaper.
The Denver Post wasn't dying, says Larry Rickman. It was being murdered.
We were under attack by our own owners.
Rickman was an editor at the newspaper. He says it all began when the hedge fund Alden Global Capital bought the Post. First, there were some layoffs, then more. Then a third of the newsroom was cut. Then, he says something even more ominous happened. Censorship of stories about the whole ordeal.
And to me, that was the final straw.
But around the same time, a new media company called Civil reached out to Rickman with an offer.
We said that we want to give you a new home.
That's Matt Coolidge. He's a co-founder of the group, which aims to create a new place for journalism to live that doesn't involve billionaire publishers and hedge funds.
What we are ultimately trying to do is connect buyers and sellers. In this case, buyers just so happen to be those who want to read and support journalism, and sellers are journalists.
Coolidge and his colleagues had been watching as local publications across the country got sliced up after their owners decided they weren't profitable enough.
The San Antonio Express, the Miami Herald, the Kansas City Star, the San Jose Mercury News, the Oregonian. I could go on for another probably half hour on this. The common thread there is that none of these once venerated newsrooms are in control of their own destiny.
Civil wants to change that. More on that later. But first, over at the Denver Post, Rickman was intrigued. He says it sounded like it would give them a fighting chance.
And a fighting chance is more than we had working for a hedge fund.
With initial funding from Civil, Rickman and nine other staffers started a new publication, the Colorado Sun. They're now back in downtown Denver, within eyeshot of their old building, and they're gearing up to launch in September.
Did you have a chance to look at the photos?
They're one of 14 newsrooms working with Civil across the U.S. and Asia, and that means learning about a new type of cryptocurrency.
I know, I think Dana and I are going to buy a few. Are you going to buy some?
Probably.
Yeah. Yep, you heard right. Cryptocurrency. And this is where the whole Civil thing starts to get really complicated. It all hinges on something called Civil tokens.
What Civil is trying to do at its core is build a platform economy.
People will buy Civil tokens using real money for, at most, 94 cents each. They can then use those tokens to vote for newsrooms on the platform that they think are doing a good job. Alternatively, they can also vote what they consider bad newsrooms off the island. Coolidge says Civil has essentially made vetting good journalism into a game.
It could be called Spot the Unethical Newsroom and Keep It Off of This Platform.
But he stresses it won't be mob rule. Token holders can't just vote against newsrooms because they don't fit their point of view.
We have created a rule set for this economic game, and this is a document called the Civil Constitution.
That constitution says there is an objective truth. Journalists on the platform cannot knowingly produce misinformation. Token holders who support these rules by challenging an unethical newsroom can get rewarded in cryptocurrency. How exactly might this save local newsrooms? Shan Wang is a staff writer with the Nieman Journalism Lab at Harvard. She says that part is still pretty murky. After all, this whole new ecosystem for journalism doesn't exist yet. The Civil tokens, the core of the system, will go up for sale September 18.
I would never, ever believe that any one business model or any one technology or any ecosystem will be the one thing that, you know, saves journalism.
But she says it's an interesting experiment.
Yes.
And she says, who knows? A few years ago, people were just as befuddled about the internet and how it could change journalism. Maybe Civil will be the same. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Allen Bichelle.